On Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Well, if you hear the excitement in my voice, it's just because it is. You know what? We say to you every single day that you can have what you say. And if you can have what you say, you might as well go ahead and say what you want to have. Well, let me tell you what. Yesterday just tried to be an incredibly rough, hard, bad day. But you know what I say? I say kick yesterday in the butt. Because nothing is going to steal my joy, David Christmas. Absolutely nothing. And I want to encourage you with this excitement and this energy. I want to throw it right back at you. Don't let anything ruin your day. Don't let anything ruin your week. Because there are powers in the atmosphere that are vying, not only for your attention, but really just trying to throw you off. And you can decide. You can make a decision. I don't even have to tell you about it because it's all good. It ain't gonna happen. Well, let me just tell you what did happen yesterday. And you would think that Deuce Christmas is playing in the state tournament, the way that we're so excited about going to every game. But let me tell you what I'm not excited about. I'm not excited that the city of Alexandria hasn't shown up and shown out for these guys. These young men, these 11, 12, and some just turning 13-year-olds. Y'all, they are playing with such high levels of ability that it is just clinical. It's like watching a clinic. It's like watching little young professionals. And let me just give a big shout out this morning to South Lake Charles. You guys just rock. They won last night. They sent Bossier City home. And you know what? It was just a downright great game, DC. We went out there. Yes, it was hot, but it was even a hotter game. These kids are absolutely amazing. They are incredible to watch. And this morning, as we were getting ready for the show, I asked Deuce Christmas. I said, Deuce, what have you really seen about the tournament? What has impressed you? What has excited you, about the tournament? And he said, he had to think about it because there was a lot. He said, you know what has impressed me the most? Because South Lake Charles beat our team. They beat Avoyelles American, and they beat us. They opened up the can. Now, those sports fans, you see, sports fans, they know what the can is. It's that can that starts with whoop and it ends with A. Well, they opened it up on Avoyelles Little League. They just beat us. They beat us pretty bad. Very bad. And so He said of South Lake Charles has looked better than they did the first day. He said they have gotten better through the course of the tournament. And he said they're playing every day. They've been playing every day. Their energy was up. Their attitudes are great. You know, they're not, because they're little, you know, they're little guys. They're not big kids. Excuse me, I'm having my tea to get my throat straight, but they're not big kids. They're little young men. And so he said, you know, their energy, and they have been up through the whole tournament, and they have just come out, DC, ready to play every single day. And we would say South Lake Charles is on point. One team, one dream. And every team's goal is to get to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. That's where the World Little League Series is happening. They're trying to get to the World Series. And so they're all playing with such guts and such heart. And I'm telling you, they put it out there. And you know what? Bossier City, you know, they showed up, but they just couldn't handle the power. Yesterday, it was like a home run derby. And these kids are pitching hard. They're playing hard. And they're going out. And they are just, I mean, they're putting it all out there on the field. And what I notice most about South Lake Charles, and if you're listening, South Lake Charles, we welcome you once again to the Twin Cities, to Alexandria Pineville. But what we notice most, not only about the kids, but about the parents and the fans, is that they totally believe that they can have what they say. And they've got it embedded on their T-shirts. One team, one dream. And their dream is to go to the World Series Little League, the Little League World Series. And so tonight, I want to encourage you, parents, if you've got kids, if you've got Little League kids, this is something, it's in our backyard. We don't want to miss this for our kids, just to let them see another level of play. Because most of the kids in our area, they're not playing at this level. They're not playing with this type of intensity. They're not playing with this type of swag and attitude. Now, when I say swag, granted, I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm just talking about confidence. Now, tonight is going to be the beginning of the end of the tournament. Big, big game. South Lake Charles will be playing Lafayette, Louisiana. And these teams are going head-to-head. They're pretty much evenly matched, except Lafayette has a bull of a pitcher named Ethan Hines, and he played in the Little League World Series last year, and he was phenomenal to watch on television. And we watched the entire series. Now, California ended up winning the Little League World Series last year. They beat Japan. But when I tell you that these kids are converging from all over the world, this is huge, y'all. And we're hosting it right here in our town. So if you've got young people, this is just an incredible opportunity to see how kids that are 11, 12, and some that have just turned 13 are so committed and so dedicated. And I'm telling you, we always talk about what our kids need to be doing and how they need to be engaged. Well, this is an opportunity, parents, for you to see it. And for us, what we've loved the most is we've loved taking our kid out there so that we can let him see the other side, and he can see it live and in real time. And so we want to just encourage you, take your kids out today. It's going to be an incredible time at the ballpark, 6 o'clock. And let me tell you something, it is so incredibly inexpensive. All they're asking is for $5 for parking. That's it. $5 per car. So you could have 20 people in a vehicle, and it's just going to cost you $5. And before I leave this subject, I just want to say, once again, the city of Alexandria has been so on point. Chris Jacobs, you absolutely rock. He has made sure that the tournament has run just full steam ahead. Such a spirit of excellence. Ballpark clean, dugouts clean, field on point and ready to go in a timely fashion after every game. Kudos to Chris Jacobs and the team, the entire team, even the umpires have just been incredible across the board. And that's hard. That's hard to say in a game, but in a series of games, but I think that everybody would agree that the umpires have been just right on point. So if you get an opportunity this evening, go out and support your city and support these kids, because it's just worth it. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, ladies, this is a subject that you won't want to miss. We're talking about great sex naturally. Dr. Lori Stillsmith has got an incredible new book. So many women have been saying to me, I don't know where my libido has gone. My desire for sex is leaving. Well, we've got some answers, so you need to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back with Dr. Lori Stillsmith right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts, but the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Also, we remind you to get on the right financial path with your pathway advisor, Carol Kinder. The number to phone is 318-448-8600. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields and her team is here in Rapides Parish to serve you. And here's the number you can phone. It's 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, yes, we're switching gears and we're talking about a very adult subject this morning. And it's one that many women have been plagued by. And in several recent studies, roughly 1 in 3 healthy women over the age of 50 have reported low or no sexual desire. I know that's tough, tough, tough to hear, but guess what? There is good news, and there are some safe and effective natural ways for women to get out of the libido limbo that they have been in. And here to talk about this, all the way from Oahu, Hawaii, is best-selling author and naturopathic physician, Dr. Lori Steele Smith. She is an internationally esteemed expert on women's health, and she is the co-author of Great Sex Naturally. Dr. Lori Smith, welcome to the OPT Network.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Well, first of all, we've got to thank you for getting up way, way early in Oahu, Hawaii this morning, because it is early on your side of the world.
It is. It's beautiful out, though.
I bet. So let's get right to it, Dr. Steele Smith. A lot of women are women every day that you speak to, your sister friends, your girlfriends, are saying that they are having issues with low libidos or no libidos. Let's talk about why women's desires for sex are waning.
Well, I'll tell you, I have been a naturopathic physician for 19 years, mm-hmm. and my patients, although they feel very comfortable with me, I can tell you that often we finished our 45-minute interview, patient interview, and I've got my hand on the doorknob, and they say, oh, just one more thing, doctor.
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say this, but, you know, how come the word sex has just lost its luster? How mm-hmm. come it no longer conveys a sense of magic and power and excitement anymore? And what can I do to get that back? And it mm-hmm. seems like a lot of women in their 30s after having babies, or in their 40s when they're perimenopausal, and in their 50s when they're postmenopausal, just seem to feel like sex has just become another word. And they'd really like it to be something more than that, because it's a way in which they can bond intimately with mm-hmm. their partner, and it's a way that they also can feel more alive and vivacious.
Mm-hmm. And so with that said, before we jump into the whole idea of what's happening with women, let's first talk about what naturopathic medicine is.
Gosh, great question. Naturopathic medicine is natural medicine. It's holistic medicine. It takes into account the woman's whole body, not just her, not just the ailment that she comes in with. We're not just looking at the fact that she has a headache, but why mm-hmm. she has a headache. She doesn't have a headache for a lack of aspirin, or if she has low libido, it's not just because maybe just because her hormones are off, but maybe there's a lot of other things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Women come in to see me for a myriad of different issues, whether it's gas or bloating or headaches or shoulder pain.
Mm-hmm.
But really what we need to look at is the underlying cause of the condition and then treat that with as the least toxic means as possible. And we use a lot of natural hormones, mm-hmm. or we use herbs, or we use our nutritional supplements or foods, or sometimes we even do things like take certain foods out of the diet because
mm-hmm.
they might have food intolerances or food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So by looking at the whole body and doing things that help to bring the body back to balance
mm-hmm.
and encourage the body's own innate ability to heal itself,
mm-hmm.
we're able to really help our women not only get rid of the headache but also boost their libido as well.
Absolutely. And that's great to know. And I want to go back to something you said when you first started talking. And I think that this is an issue for every woman. And it's this: I'm so embarrassed to have to tell you this, but they want to ask the question but don't know how. Why is it so important? Why is it so hard for women to talk about having a hard time sexually?
Well, I think most women would rather just have sex than to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though it's a fact of life and it's a wonderful part of life, I think as a culture we've been somewhat trained to even have, even funny names for our sexual parts
uh-huh.
rather than just, a regular, it's your vagina, it's your vulva, it's your clitoris, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think even since we were little girls, it was
mm-hmm.
always considered taboo topics. So, So I think that bringing this out to the open and let's talk about it, I think is very important for women to have more fulfilling sex lives, which is a very intimate part of keeping couples together,
mm-hmm.
which is an intimate part of marriages. It's an intimate part of their joy of life,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very important part. And sexual energy itself is an amazing part of life. You know, I often tell my patients, you know, we wrote this book not just for people to have a better sex life, but also for them to have a better life in general, because our sexual energy is really our creative energy,
mm-hmm.
and women want more creative energy. You know, I've told lots of women in my presentations about my book. It's like, hey, gals, we don't need 50 Shades of Grey.
Ah.
Right? To have
that was my next point. It seems that 50 Shades of Grey is really, really waking up some sex in the bedroom.
I think it might be, but it, gosh, you know, it's got a message that I'm a little concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think most women want to have anything to do with S&M and
right.
dominatrix-type relationships.
Right.
I think women really want to have loving relationships.
Right.
And, you know, that's deep, you know, that they want to be deeply loved. You know, they say for a woman to be able to experience a climax or an orgasm, you know, she needs to be stimulated and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
That the part of her brain that actually gets light, the part of her brain that lights up when she does climax,
mm-hmm.
is the part of her brain that has to do with letting go,
mm-hmm.
completely letting go of control.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the part of the brain in a man that lights up is the part of the brain that is the reward center of the brain.
Right.
So for women, we need to feel safe, we need to feel loved, and yet we also need to feel aroused at the same time. And I think this is why the big pharma hasn't been able to come out with a drug, you know,
mm-hmm.
to give a woman the same effect that Viagra gives
mm-hmm.
A man. And, you know, and remember, Viagra doesn't increase libido, right? It just allows a man to have an erection to be able to perform the sexual acts, but
right.
it doesn't increase libido. Libido comes from this deep wellspring of our vital force, of our health, of what we eat every day and how well we detoxify and our mental and our emotional state.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? Dr. Laura, you're so candid and so right on point, but you know what? I feel in the atmosphere that there are people that are cringing, listening, listening to you talk about erections and climax. But you know what? I just want to really put listeners at ease. This is not a conversation that maybe you would want your kids to hear, but this is a very adult conversation. It's very real. And there are 1 in 3 women, studies show, are having issues with lack of sexual desire or low or no sexual desire. And so this is an important conversation. Although even as I was reading, you know, the things in the book, it's very candid and very open and very right there. But God created our bodies and our beings to be sexual beings. And this is the only way that we will unlock the mystery of maybe why your sexual desire has waned. And so that's why, Dr. Lori, we thought that this conversation was really incredibly important. As challenging as it is, I think, not only to talk to, but to hear people, for people to hear this conversation.
Oh, I think you're right. But this is why we wrote the book. Because I think that way women can read it and they will be able to have a step-by-step guide on how they can increase their libido, how they can heal from pelvic conditions like ovarian cysts, and how they can heal from heavy menstrual bleeding or from PMS or hormone imbalances, what they can do to try to ease the path through perimenopause or
mm-hmm.
through postpartum blues, and to help women to really take control of their own health, including their sexual health, I think is really important. You know, we also wrote a chapter on men's health because I think that women need to be able to understand what men are going through
mm-hmm.
as their hormones change and as they age and that they have, you know, different needs as well.
Right. And you wrote this book, Dr. Lori, with your husband. And so that's even more interesting. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we get back, we're going to talk more about Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality Through the Secrets of Natural Medicine. Great sex naturally. Stay here with us. You're on point. We'll be back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chili. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure founder, Nancy Brinker.
The major question that everybody has is this. What was that one pivotal moment where Susan G. Komen really was birthed? And people really received it, because many people don't know that you started with a shoebox with 200 names or potential names of people.
The moment came 10 years after we started it.
Wow.
And remember that people almost all along the way told me I would fail. And I had the most incredible supportive husband at the time. I also had a group of very lovely friends and volunteers. But because I felt and could see the numbers climbing of this disease, we were able to touch off and spearhead a discussion, a conversation that needed to happen. And it kind of spread like wildfire.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with the heart, also Davis One Stop, and McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're joined by Dr. Lori Steele-Smith. She is the author of Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality Through the Secrets of Natural Medicine, Great Sex Naturally. Dr. Lori, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
You know, before we went to break, we were talking about a lot of issues, and I really wanted to add that caveat because this is what I really hope will happen through this conversation and through this journey that we're having this morning. And let me just add that it's the first of many conversations that I hope that we'll have, Dr. Lori. And I want women to understand that this is a message of empowerment, of understanding what's going on with our bodies and not accepting the status quo. And I know that you talk a lot about that in the book, and I want to talk about how we get there.
Oh, okay, great. You know, I really think that our sexual energy and our sexual vitality is about us taking personal responsibility. And the book is about female personal empowerment because it gives women the tools that they can use to increase their libido through creating a strong foundation of health. And then it gives women the tools on how to heal all kinds of pelvic issues as well as hormonal imbalances that can contribute to a low sexual desire through natural means without having to take a drug, without having to take something that could have multiple side effects. So this book is about giving women the tools that they can use on a daily basis through the choices that they make to increase their own health and vitality, which ultimately will translate into having more sexual energy mm-hmm. and increasing their libido.
Mm-hmm. And this is what I want you to talk about, because when there is a breakdown of intimacy, i.e. sex, in a relationship, it creates other tensions and other issues. So I want us to begin to talk about how we get past that, because sometimes, not sometimes, but all the time, what you won't confront, you can't conquer. I want to talk about the issue of confronting the fact that maybe you don't have a sex drive, but it doesn't mean that you don't love or adore your significant other. And I think that therein lies the problem. How do we get past those issues?
Oh, you're good. You're really, you're great, because you're absolutely right. What you don't confront, you can't counter. And I think that how we get past it is first becoming conscious of what's happening in your relationship. I mean, we all know that when we're in a long-term intimate relationship, you have a different kind of sexual energy, mm-hmm. and it's not like it was when you were 22.
And let's talk about that different type of sexual energy, because you're right. I mean, when you're in your 20s, you know, you can't have enough sex. But then when you get over into your 30s, you know, you're still kind of going, but then it sort of wanes. You know, what happens, you know, that drop off?
Well, it's actually a much more mature sexual energy, I think. And I actually think that it's a much more mature way of reaching out and loving your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that women have sublimated a lot of their sexual energy into their job, into their children, into their careers, mm-hmm. into keeping the house clean, and really they're just tired at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think couples really do need to create time, and they need to create time to nurture each other. They need to take time to go out and be special to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as they say, women, we need to be both nurtured and stimulated, not just stimulated, right, in
mm-hmm.
order to have a libido,
mm-hmm.
in order to perform sexually. And I think that women not only need to be taking good care of their bodies and making good, healthy choices for themselves in order to have a good libido, but they also need to be making good, healthy choices in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sometimes, is it a chicken or the egg? You know, I often hear women just being, you know, saying things like, well, my husband is just driving me crazy, where he leaves his clothes, where he leaves the toothpaste, where
mm-hmm.
he leaves the toothbrush. I'm always constantly picking up after him. And we all know that when after you are intimate together and after you have made love, that those things don't really bother you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very important for relationships to continue to maintain that kind of physical intimacy. And I think that physical intimacy comes about as a part of making time for it and learning and being intimate together, loving together, having dates together, mm-hmm. treating each other in a special way. And then ultimately that can lead to also a much better sex life in a long-term relationship where there's a lot of other things that are pulling at you.
Right. Now, a lot of women have said to me, I love my husband, but I just don't want sex. Now, we know for men, and you talk about this in the book, there's Viagra. But for women, there's no magic pill, if you will make her more desirous or make her want to have sex or want to make love to her spouse. So you talk about the idea of the mind. So I really want us to help women, Dr. Lori, to figure out what they need to do mentally to get there.
Well, I think the first thing is becoming conscious of maybe even how you self-sabotage that desire and that sexual energy, because it's really important that women realize that it's a personal choice, you know, and if, you know, having sex with your husband is an important part of keeping your marriage together, then I think we need to start looking at that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start looking at, well, okay, if I don't have desire, why don't I have desire? And
right.
Is it that I personally don't feel attractive, or is it that I personally am exhausted at the end of
mm-hmm.
every day? Because really, I often, for my patients, what's going on with them is they are just exhausted. They're just tired.
Mm-hmm.
And this fatigue can come from putting too much energy into the kids, into the cleaning the house, into their job. I mean, women are doing really triple duty these days between running a household, having a marriage, and working a full-time job. And I don't see where they have any extra energy to have a high libido either. So it's also looking at how we can rearrange our lives so that we can make it all work. And, you know, sexual energy is pleasure. It
mm-hmm.
really is. It's
mm-hmm.
like, why are we denying ourselves that pleasure of being intimate with our husbands?
Right. And I think that women are saying, Dr. Lori, and I hear them screaming at me, you know, in the atmosphere saying, okay, you have just described my life perfectly. I've got the kids, I've got the job, I've got the house, I've got everything. At the end of the day, I have nothing. Where do I get that sexual energy that you're talking about? Where do I get it from?
Okay, so this is where we have to look at our foundation of health, because my book starts out with the very holistic view of women's sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we need to do is we need to make sure we have a really good, fabulous, nutritious diet. The second thing that's part of our foundation is that we need to move our bodies and we need mm-hmm. to move our bodies in ways that are fun and creative. We can do Pilates and aerobics. We could listen to our iPod while we're working out the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We can, but we need to have time to ourselves to nurture, take care of our bodies through movement, meaningful movement, exercise.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that we need to do is we need to make sure that we're detoxifying well. We say that, you know, it's if you don't take the garbage out of your house for very long, it's not a very pretty picture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same thing happens if we don't take the garbage out of our bodies. We have to be sure to take package and take the garbage out of our bodies in order to have our bodies be like a river rather than like a stagnant pool.
Mm.
And this also includes a detoxification of hormones. You know, when women don't detoxify their estrogen very well or their other hormones, they feel gassy, they feel bloated,
mm-hmm.
they can have headaches, they have PMS, they have heavy periods. And these, you know, women don't feel sexy and they don't feel like they want to be intimate when they don't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
So my book is chock full of all kinds of tips and tools on how women can get well naturally.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that subject that many women have a real issue talking about. And that's reaching that all-important orgasm. Yes, I said it. Stay on point. This conversation is going to get hot. We're back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is another On Point Talk playback. Best-selling author, Lisa Bevere.
And when you start writing this book and you start looking at the metaphor and the imagery of the lioness, you talk about awakening something uncontainable.
There is an amazing quote that I found when I was really on this pursuit. He said, if ever there comes a time when the women of the world come together, purely and simply for the benefit of mankind, it will be a force. There's that uncontainable. It will be a force such as the world has never known.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT this morning, we're having a very, very intriguing conversation. Dr. Lori Steele-Smith and her husband, Alex Steele-Smith, are the authors of Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality Through the Secrets of Natural Medicine, Great Sex Naturally. And before we went to the break, we were talking about orgasms. But before we jump into that, I want to talk about what happens to a woman's body when she stops producing those fluids, when she's not when she's not getting as stimulated as she once did. What is happening to the body?
Well, often when women are in perimenopause, which can occur up to 8 to 10 years prior to her last period, which would be menopause, she can end up having much lower levels of estrogen and progesterone, testosterone, and other hormones, even DHEA. And, you know, the tissues of the vulva, which mm-hmm. is the outside of the outside of her, where her clitoris is and her labia, her vagina, all of these tissues are estrogen dependent. So what happens when women are having decreasing in estrogen levels, these tissues can become drier, they can become thinner, and then sex can actually start to become painful.
Right.
And a lot of women come to see me and they say, you know, doctor, after every act of intercourse, I seem to get a urinary tract infection. And my medical doctor said, well, you're just going to need to take an antibiotic mm-hmm. after every act of sex. And in fact, what's happening with this patient is that the tissues of her vulva have become thin and dry, and the opening to her her urethra, which is also right there near the vaginal opening, has also become very thin and dry and much more susceptible to invading bacteria that she's exposed to all the time. So when she does have intercourse, the act of intercourse actually can irritate that urethra and then make her much more susceptible to having a urinary tract infection.
Okay, so let's back up. Before you go any further, let's back up just a little bit and talk about perimenopause and the whole idea of that happening and when that happens. At what age do most women start to experience that?
Okay, so statistically, they say menopause is at 51.4 years.
Say it again.
Really?
Say it again.
That menopause is statistically at 51.4 years.
Wow.
So that just means that's when most women have their last period. However, menopause is only called menopause once you've had your last period plus mm-hmm. a year without a period. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly, the day that you find out you're in menopause, you're now in postmenopause, okay? Because mm-hmm. that means that you're now a year without a period and you're now moving on into the postmenopausal phase. Versus perimenopause, where we have fluctuating hormones that are starting to decrease significantly 8 to 10 years prior to menopause.
Mm-hmm.
So if a woman has her last period at 46, she's starting to be perimenopausal even at 36, 37, 38. If a woman has her last period at 57, she might start her perimenopause much later.
Right.
So, and I've had patients have their last period really as early as 35, but that's considered premature.
Mm-hmm.
But within normal range, 41, 42, 43, all the way up to age 57, 58. So,
okay. So now, getting back to the dryness and what happens to the vagina over time, as I guess as we age, now what are some natural things that we can do to prevent that from happening for that woman that says, oh my goodness, Dr. Lori, you're talking to me. Every time I have sex, I have some sort of vaginal problem. What can we do to help those problems?
Okay, so there are a lot of things that women can do. One of the easiest things, okay, especially if you're in just a very early phase of perimenopause and the tissue is just a little drier, is to use vitamin E oil. And you can just open up a vitamin E capsule and take the contents and just spread that onto the inner labia and at the outside of the vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And that can help to keep those tissues moist and can keep them hydrated. Another option is to use an aloe ointment, okay, and there are a few varieties on the market that are organic and they're mm-hmm. all natural. And you can just put that aloe ointment on the labia and also in the vagina. And for women who are going through chemotherapy or going through any kind of medical treatment that also causes her hormone levels to drop, can also use these aloe lubricants at her vulva. There are two brands on the market I really like. One's called The Natural by Dream Brands. One's called Aloe Cadabra. And they're excellent, really, really excellent lubricants.
Mm-hmm.
And for women who need a little bit more support, I use a very low dose very safe amount of estriol, which is a very low dose estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
It's, they say, 72 times weaker than our strongest estrogen, which is estradiol. A lot of medical doctors will prescribe a Premarin vaginal cream, or they'll prescribe an Estrace vaginal cream.
Uh-huh.
Well, Premarin contains horse hormones, and Estrace is estradiol. And even though it's a bioidentical hormone, which means it's identical to your own hormones in your own body,
mm-hmm.
It's still much stronger than what you need. And estriol, E-S-T-R-I-O-L, estriol, is a much weaker, much safer estrogen, and I use it in very low doses.
Now, can that be gotten over the counter, or do you need a prescription for that?
You'll need, at this point, you'll need a prescription for estriol,
mm-hmm.
and your doctor can get it through a compounded pharmacy.
Okay. Now, so for the vitamin E, and those the other vitamin that you talked about, and what was the other one? Can you get those? You can get those probably from a drugstore, but are they vitamins that should be used daily to increase lubrication?
Well, I think that they should be used daily at the labia if they're really dry, okay? So like a woman going through chemotherapy, for instance, the vitamin E should be used every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the aloe products can also be used every day, and they maintain moisture.
Mm-hmm.
And if a woman does choose to have sex, and they can use the aloe product as also a lubricant.
Uh-huh. Okay, good. And, you know, for a long time, the only thing that really women talked about or knew about was KY jelly.
Oh, my goodness, I know.
So,
I know, and that's really just, it's not a very healing gel. It has chemicals in it. It doesn't do anything to hydrate and nourish the tissues of
mm-hmm.
the vulva. And, you know, a lot of the lubricants on the market have dimethicone in them or silicone-like products that just smother the tissues, don't allow them to breathe. There are other products that have methylparabens in them that have been associated with breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
or they can have phenoxyethanol, is another chemical that they found is a neurotoxin to the unborn.
Mm-hmm.
So I really recommend that women stick with the most natural products, organic products as possible, because the mucous membranes of the vulva and the vagina are highly permeable. So anything that you put on there, your body is going to absorb systemically.
Mm. Good information. Look, let's take one more break, Dr. Lori, and then when we come back, we really want to explore orgasm. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin.
because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSalle with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Get to a better state with Kyle Wolf and his team. In Avoyelles Parish, here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Also, Hickson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Go to their website and click on to HicksonHasIt.com. That's www.HicksonHasIt.com. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, well, they remove your doubts.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
We're talking about great sex naturally, every woman's guide to enhancing her sexuality through secrets of natural medicine. Dr. Lori Stillsmith and her husband, Alex Stillsmith, are the authors of this incredible book. And if you want to powerfully transform your sexual energy and boost your overall health, all at the same time, this is a must-read book, not only for women, but for men as well. Now, before we went to the break, we were talking about orgasms. Just the word, I know, is hard to say, hard to hear for many, but it is a real, real reality of sex. And there are many women that are still struggling in this area. Dr. Lori, let's talk about that.
Okay, so I do think this is an important part of intimacy. It's an important part of sexual satisfaction and fulfillment. And, you know, I think that with couples, we know that typically men will almost always have an orgasm at the end of intercourse, but women don't always. And for some women, that's satisfactory. But for other women, they feel kind of left out. Like, well, wait a minute. What about me? And I think that in partnership, we need to have much better communication in terms of what pleasures us and what feels good. And this is also part of communication in your relationship on a daily basis, right? Mm-hmm. How we communicate with our partners. And in the book, I do have a whole section on sex as something that can actually be very healing. It can be deeply healing to a couple in their relationship. And that way you're not so irritated by where he puts his toothbrush. But it can also be deeply healing in that the release of certain hormones and neurotransmitters in the brain are released when a woman does have an orgasm, when she does climax. And it can be very healing also in the partnership that your husband or your partner has been able to give you that level of pleasure, and you now associate him with that intense, intimate experience, which is also very healing for your relationship.
But don't you find that in your practice, a lot of women have trouble articulating what they need intimately and physically to have an orgasm? They really don't know how to articulate that to their significant other.
I do. And I think this is where practicing good communication is important, being able to have the man feel okay about being guided and about her also communicating to him how she needs to be touched, how she needs to What he needs to do in order to pleasure her, I think, is also very important. And that's like where that communication comes in.
Mm-hmm. And so, Dr. Lori, you have written this really expansive book, and I think it's incredible. And there's so much more that we could say about the book. But, you know, I really want people to get the book because you even talk about Kegel exercises and what women can do to enhance sex and to make it better and to make their bodies better and to heal, as you say, through sex. But I want you to talk about what is the most important thing that you hope that women will take away from reading this book?
Well, I think the most important thing is that women need to love themselves enough and take care of themselves enough in order to be able to love another. And in order to be able to have sexual energy, which I see as creative energy, they need to be able to take care of themselves, create lives that work for them. They need to be able to communicate their needs. I mean, sex is what makes the world go round, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sex without love is nothing. And women know that they want to be loved. Women want to experience loving, intimate sexual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They really do.
Mm-hmm.
They want to bring that libido and that luster and that sexual energy back into their lives. And we need to start making healthier choices for ourselves so that we can do that.
And because that's ultimately who we are as women. That's how we communicate, you know, that part of us that's intimate and nurturing. But, you know, as you were talking, men as little boys even, or young boys, young men, learn to value their penis. It's important. It's a staple. But girls, on the other hand, the way that we talk about our vaginas and our bodies are so diametrically opposed.
Oh, gosh, that's so true. I gave a talk the other day, and I asked the women in the audience, so what did your mother call your vagina when you were little? And, oh, my goodness, it was a time of hooting and hollering because of some of the names.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then, like, some women said, well, my mother didn't call it anything, so therefore it had no name, and therefore it had no identity, and therefore it was almost like it was the forbidden area, right? Like, you can talk about your knee, your elbow, your hip, but you can't talk about your vulva,
but
right?
Why is that, Dr. Lori? What I mean, it's centuries old, but how do we get past that? How do we encourage women to empower their vaginas, to empower their bodies?
Well, I think these conversations we're having right now, it's women just talking about, gee, I have a vagina, I have a vulva, I have a clitoris, and all these parts are normal and they're healthy and they're part of being human.
And to admit, I want to have an orgasm just like a man every time I have sex.
That's right. And I think most men want women to have that too. You know, they say in Asia, they say that men are like a small pot of water on a very large flame. So they tend to heat up very quickly, right?
I read that in the book.
And then they spill over. But women are a very large pot of water on a very small flame. So it takes them a lot longer to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
But then once they're warm, and men, you should listen to this, once they're warm, they can be hot for hours.
Mm. I think that bears repeating, Dr. Lori.
Well, I think that men need to realize that they need to spend some time warming up their partner so that they can experience that full sexual pleasure. Women aren't going to experience it in your typical 8-minute gyration. That's your typical American sexual act.
Eight minutes?
Yeah, it's like they say it's an 8 to 10 minute gyration that most couples will have.
Mm.
When in reality, you know, if you can make love for much longer and you can have more sustaining power, then women can reach states of sexual ecstasy that are very different than this very quick, let's reach the goal kind of sex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the book, I do have a whole section on what I call salubrious sex or deeply healing sex. And this is what I think women need to know about and men need to know about so that they can actually reach an orgasm every time they have sex.
Absolutely. This is a great book, Dr. Lori. It's right on point. I think it's timely for a lot of people, even though people probably had to readjust themselves to hear this conversation, but it's one that we really need to continue, and we need to empower women to live better sexually, to understand their bodies so that we can get the best out of our whole selves. Tell people how they can connect with you, Dr. Lori.
Okay, great. I am going to be giving an online course on Thursday, July 26th, from 4 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Times. And this is through a, through my publisher, which is called Hay House. Mm-hmm. And the course is called Great Sex Naturally. It they can reach me at naturalchoicesforwomen.com, or they can reach me through drsteelsmith.com. But mm-hmm. naturalchoicesforwomen.com will give them all the information that they need to sign up. Mm-hmm. And the course is going to be, like I said, Thursday, July 26th, 4 to 5:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you sign up for the course, you can still listen to it 5 days, I think up to a week later. So if you can't be there for the live course, then you can log on and you can listen to the whole course up to 7 days later. You can download it to your MP3 player or to your computer. Mm-hmm. So it will be a course. We'll be talking in detail about many of the issues that I just spoke with you about, and we'll also have people be able to call in and ask questions, which I think is a very important part of education.
And there are some really, really neat things like foods that you talk about that will stimulate you sexually, almost act as aphrodisiacs. And there are so many great other things in the book that you just have to take time to read the book, especially if you're a woman that is concerned about your sexuality, concerned about maybe the decline, and concerned about the changes in your body. This is an incredible start. I want you to tell people where they can get the book, Dr. Lori.
Oh, gosh, they can get the book at most bookstores and Amazon.com.
Very good. It's called Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality Through the Secrets of Natural Medicine, Great Sex Naturally, Dr. Lori Steelsmith and her husband, Alex Steelsmith. Dr. Lori, first of all, let me thank you again on behalf of Team OPT, because it is early in the morning in Hawaii. Thank you for getting up and being so incredibly lively and wonderful. And thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT network.
My pleasure.
Stand by for me, Dr. Lori. We're going to take a quick break, but I think that there's going to be some sexual healing tonight going on in Central Louisiana. We'll be back right after this. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Of Oyles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. Great fun, great food, great family, great fellowship. Also, Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, LACVT. Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt, healing Sinla one heartbeat at a time. For more information, the number to phone is 318-442-0106. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we want to thank again Dr. Lori Steele-Smith. The book, you know what? The book is intriguing, but it is very real, and it helps you to deal with issues that maybe are hard to talk about. But you know what? Every single day, we speak to women that talk about issues that are important to them, talk about issues that are challenging to them. And whenever I talk to women that have issues that are challenging, we're always whispering about them because we're always feeling a sense of shame. But you know what I think is better than anything else is to share these issues so that women know that you are not alone. And I'm telling you, we go through great, great pains to bring in the most accomplished, the best-selling authors of books, but you gotta pick these books up for yourself because this book is just, the conversation that we had this morning is just a snippet of what is encompassed in the book. And if you are a woman that is going through perimenopause or you're 50 years old and you're having some challenges in your body, it doesn't mean that you're out to pasture. It just means that we've got to do some things differently. And let me tell you something, ladies. Every woman, I don't care how young you are now, it is something that we will all experience. And if you don't experience it, you're the exception and not the rule. And so these are conversations that we want to open up. And we want to create a dialogue that puts down those old schools of thoughts where you call your vagina something other than a vagina. And you're teaching your daughter to call her vagina something other than a vagina. It's understanding your body and how it works. And when you understand how something works, it will work better for you. But it's all about opening up and talking about it, even when it's tough to talk about. But you know what? We're going to be talking about it because we want women to be sexually strong and sexually healthy. And the book really correlates the two, that sex and health go together. And in this very busy world that we live in of taking care and doing for everybody, it is time that we put ourselves up on the list, especially when it comes to intimacy. It's a game changer. It's a game changer in many instances. And the excuse of I'm too tired, I've got a headache, I've got all these things going on, it's no good anymore. We've got to find ways that will stimulate us, that will bring us back to our original state of sexuality. You don't want to grow in a relationship where sex is no longer important, where the physical aspect of that relationship is just gone. Because when you finally do empty the nest, guess what? You look at each other and you say, well, what's up? So we don't want that to happen. And that's why we had this conversation. Hey, let me just tell you again, the book is Every Woman's Guide to Enhancing Her Sexuality. And it goes deep. The Secrets of Natural Medicine, Great Sex Naturally. It's an incredible, incredible book. You're on point, everybody. Let me take a quick break. But before we take a break, I want to give a special shout out, DC, to Nora Clayton at Be Unique Hair Salon and our new sister friend that's joining the OPT network, Nene. Nene, good morning, and thank you for being on point. Thank you for spending your morning with us. I hope it's been enlightening. I call Nora my weavologist. I got a new weave, y'all, and it's on point. We'll be back right after this.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team incredible team in Bunkie. The number to phone is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. Also, Daryl's Auto Service, trusted for more than 35 years of experience. For more information, you can phone Brother and his team at Daryl's. The number is 318-443-5741. Also, Southwest Beverages. For more information about Southwest Beverage safety messages, log on to their website at www.beresponsible.com. Also, my girls over at Be Unique Hair Salon, Brittany said, she said to Nene, she said, "Don't you know that Miss Nora is a weaveologist?" I said, "I love that. And I will be calling her a weaveologist." You know, you've got mixologists, you've got biologists, you've got all sorts of ologists, but you also have weaveologists. And let me tell you something, if you're looking for healthy hair, and I have been going natural underneath my weave, and it is amazing to me to see how Nora has kept my hair healthy and very strong. So listen, if you're looking for great style, if you're looking for somebody that doesn't say, "No, you can't do that, you can't do that style," if you're looking for a way to get the style that you want, to get the healthy hair that you want, then Be Unique Hair Salon on Elliott Street is where you by far need to start. For an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, here's the number. It's 318-442-7204. You know, as we're switching gears this morning, yesterday we had Pastor Chris Augustine on and Miss Teresa Anderson on the show, and they are from Cottonport, Louisiana, and they are a church that have just been incredible to us on the journey throughout the year, the whole year long, as we have been educating and raising knowledge and awareness about breast cancer awareness. And, you know, DC says every time we get the check, we need to get Jerusalem Missionary Church on point to talk about why they did what they did. Well, we just want you to know, Pastor Augustine, that we, you know, we appreciate you and you encouraged us, but we believe more importantly that you encouraged a lot of other people. We're getting phone calls from other people that say, "Hey, listen, how can I be part of this vision? How can we get on board?" Well, you can get on board simply by phoning us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302. Or you can phone us at 318-445-5658. We are going to have so many ways to help for you to help get involved in this change that we want to see. We want to eradicate breast cancer. We don't want breast cancer to be a thing that's killing 40 or 50,000 women every year. We're going to fight. And when we fight together, we're stronger. And so that just encourages us. And I think DC said it best. Sometimes the encouragers need to be encouraged. And one of the things that DC said that was really, really just right on point, he said, you know, sometimes when we got down in the process, when we got down in the journey, people like Pastor Augustine sending that check every month, it brightened our day and it let us know that although they weren't people that we knew, had ever met, had ever seen, that God always has a ram in the bush. God always has somebody that will be there to support the vision that he's given you. And so for us, that's absolutely incredible. And we want to thank all of the people that will get involved. We're thanking you in advance because we can't do this alone. We need your supply. And I want to say to you this morning before we've got to go, don't be selfish. Don't sit on your gift and your supply and not give it to the world. Don't do that. Go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website. You can send us a message there. You can give us a phone call. You can send us a text at 318-264-9146. And I promise you, when we come together, we're stronger, we're bigger, we're better. And we all work together to be the change that we want to see. Don't forget about those free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital for uninsured and underinsured. You guys, you know you rock, and you know we love you. But what you must know is that God loves you even more than that. So love yourself and love your significant other today. Make it, ladies, make it a point. Go get that vitamin E, go get that aloe, and do yourself some good. And get into yourself. Thank you so much for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday. We'll see you right back here on Thursday. Been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation.